So when I tell you that I just had to dust off this microphone, I am not exaggerating. I don't even know how long it's been since I have gotten on here by myself to catch up with all of you in this way. I have been putting out podcast episodes with moms straight through just until about, I don't know, a month and a half, 2 months ago, I think. Honestly, I don't even know, but I am here and I am back. And I am so grateful, truly grateful for the fact that you're still here listening, despite the time that has gone by. I know that there are no other podcasts out there where moms are the main character in the story, right? Typically, you're finding other podcasts, even talking about neurodivergent kids, but it's from an advice standpoint and professionals, and there's nothing wrong with that, and we need that too. But sometimes you just get tired of hearing what you should or should not be doing. At least, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it just feels heavy and exhausting after a while. And so on my podcast, if you're new here, hi, I'm back. Welcome to On the Hard Days. And on this podcast, I have conversations with moms. And moms are sharing their stories of what it's like to raise neurodivergent kids. And it's raw and it's real. And it's honest, and it's special, really special. And so I didn't want to stay away for too long and wanted to bring this back into your ears. And the fact of the matter is, if you take the time once a week to listen to these episodes, I mean, I could never ask for anything more out of a podcast listener. There's nothing more, like a podcast episode is probably longer than anything else I might put out. And so if you have this in your ear the whole time while you're going about your day, I mean, that is such a gift to me. So thank you. Thank you. So I am going to be getting back to our normal routine. Mondays, new episodes drop featuring a mom and myself having a really lovely conversation. And there will be a couple of dads. There are older episodes with dads that were a huge hit. And I have had a couple dads ask to come on the show. And so, yeah, sure, absolutely. But for the majority of the episodes, it is featuring moms. And in fact, I have many episodes already recorded over the last, I don't know, 4 to 6 months, just waiting for you guys to hear them. So starting tomorrow, you're getting that new episode every Monday. Please, please, please share the episodes. If you know of a mom who is raising a neurodivergent kid, send her the episode that you most recently listened to. Tell the school staff about them if you have that kind of a relationship with them. Tell therapists, tell pediatricians. Sometimes moms know no one. They don't know anyone who are going through what they are. And if they're not on social media or they haven't found me on Instagram, then this might be the very first time. And it may become what they listen to on the drive to work or when they are, trying to get through a meltdown or a tough moment or going for a walk or whatever. Please let them know about the show. Please send them a link to it. It would be so awesome. It's here on Apple. It's here on Spotify and some other places as well, but these are the two biggest. And they can always reach out to me as well. I have a couple of different emails, but ontheharddays@gmail.com works just fine. And if you're not following me on Instagram yet, that is where I talk much more regularly about what's going on in my life and with Mothers Together and all that I have to offer. And that is ontheharddays, but there are dots in between each word. So follow me there too. All right, so what's been going on? What hasn't been going on? Since I last jumped on here by myself, I feel like maybe a year has gone by. I really don't even know. The twins are in fourth grade. My little one is in second. This year has started off, it was a tough transition back to school for one of my kids. But overall, it has been a better start than in the past and a much better year than last year. Now it's only October, so we got plenty of time to go, but I feel like my kids are starting to settle into themselves. There have been medication tweaks. There have been new accommodations that we need to think about. And my husband and I, you know, question all the time on if we're doing this right. Sometimes you get this good season of smoothness, like everything's just going fine. And you're like, yes, I got this. And then you don't. Then you don't. So we had a couple years of smooth sailing overall. And that's when I started Instagram and the podcast and Mothers Together, because I could breathe. Now I'm not breathing so much, but you know, we're hanging in there. It's just gotten tougher. The behaviors have gotten tougher when they're coming out of preteens versus younger kids. It looks completely different, but as we're coming to realize, it requires different strategies, different ways of thinking. Both of the twins both need to be parented drastically differently in order to thrive. And so coming to that realization and sort of turning off the way we used to parent in a more little kid way and looking at them now as older kids and what do they need? And it's completely opposite. And of course, my natural style of parenting works better for one kid than the other. And of course, Mr. Seven just kind of goes along with things. And then my husband's natural style goes with the other kid. But we're doing the best we can and we're hanging in. From the business side of things, I have never felt more fulfilled. This is my second year off of teaching. I mean, it's done now. I'm done. And it's lovely to connect with you guys in so many places now on a regular basis. It still is a big deal. It is still a really big deal to meet moms like you. And especially when you're describing my own kids and it's like, oh my, I still can't believe it. Cannot believe it. Who knew that this was the way that my life was going to show up and the turns it would take. We launched Mothers Together now quarterly. We did that last, at the end of August for a September 1st start. And going forward, for the most part, we're operating quarterly. This time, our next opening is January 1st. But what we did last time and what we're doing again this time is an open house, which is basically to give you a better sense of what Mothers Together is like, if it's for you, and giving you a chance to, quote unquote, see the house, the virtual home that's full of love and comfort and safety that we all need and have been needing for a long time. And we have a reputation for that very thing, and I'm so proud of it. And that's because the moms who are in Mothers Together want that too, right? A community is nothing without its members. And so I love talking about the house metaphor, and the open house that we have before Mothers Together starts up again is a really great way to see it, to look through the windows, or if you're ready, to actually come through the door and take a look around. And so I would love to go into more of that with you guys down the line. Here on the podcast. And that will come. That will come. I can say that if you are thinking about Mothers Together and wondering, is this right for me? Do I have time for this? Would I enjoy this? Would this benefit me? Is this real? Is this a scam? All things that people have thought before. Then I would invite you to try out Open House. You will know. You will know by the end of the 3 days, and it's virtual and it doesn't require a ton of your time, whether or not you're ready to walk through our door and actually put your bags down and let us take them off your hands. And so to do that, to join our open house, right now I have an email list going where I'm going to be pushing more information out about open house. So you need to make sure that you are on that email list. That is first and foremost. And then the emails will come as it gets closer to the end of the year with more information about open house. And you can decide if you want to give that a try and go from there. But make sure you are on that email list. So to do that, you need to go to mothers-together.com/open house. So that's mothers-together.com/open house. And if you are driving or something right now and you can't write that down, it's totally fine. If you just go to my website, mothers-together.com, you'll find it there. It's also linked in my Instagram bio, and you can get it there too. So lots of fun things coming. But now that we're operating in this quarterly model, it's like, yes, like I want to speak to you guys throughout these launches in between and say, look, what do you need? And how can I make sure I'm giving that to you? Whether it's just from your weekly podcast check, for some of you, that's enough. You feel better. You feel like you can put one foot in front of the other just from that. That's great. And for others, you need a little bit more. And that's great too. Speaking of a little bit more, we just came off of last weekend, actually, like it just happened. 18 of us in Mothers Together, we went on a girls' weekend trip. This is the second year that we have done a girls' weekend. It is absolutely wonderful. And I understand truly how lucky we are to be able to do this. We did plan it probably about 8 months in advance and have been saving and figuring out how to make it as affordable for everyone as possible. The first year that we did this, we went to Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and it was more of a tourism trip, but it was super, super fun. It was the first time we had ever done it. This time, I just rented a house in the suburbs of Pennsylvania, and there was nothing around. A couple people took a trip to Target, but we just hung out in the house, and people brought crafts and snacks and books, and someone took a couple of long hot baths, and it was just like the best thing ever. So I'm still on a high from that. Just connecting with these moms, you guys, not just in person. I mean, that was a special treat, but also through my DMs, through Marco Polo with Mothers Together, through bringing you guys on the podcast. It's just, it's incredible. It's so special. And as far as I know, there's nothing else out there like it. And I wish there was. I mean, we wouldn't be in this predicament in the first place if more people were talking and sharing. But I'm happy to be the one to start, and hopefully that this trend sort of spreads, and people, moms, learn that they are safe in the right community. So anyway, my friends, 12 minutes in now, I won't make this long because tomorrow you're getting a brand new episode. I'm excited to push that out to you. If you need me, you know how to find me. Email onthehardday@gmail.com or on Instagram. Reach out to me. Say hello. Let me know what episodes you are loving, which ones you have sent to other people. That would be so great, and I would love to share that in my Instagram stories as well. And speaking of sharing with other people, last thing. I have a flyer. If you are listening to this podcast and you are or you work with doctors, psychologists, therapists, school staff, whoever, and you think that they might want a flyer. That way they can post it if they're comfortable doing that. It has a QR code on it where moms, when you go to therapy or whatever, you can scan the barcode and you're automatically sent to my website. It also has information about the podcast. And so a lot of people have asked for it. I have sent it out by a Google Drive link, and it's a PDF. You can print it or you can email it. So if you would like that flyer, I would love to get that into more professionals' hands, and I think that that could be really useful when parents are showing up to these appointments. Just DM me on Instagram or email me and just say flyer. Or something about like, please send me the flyer, you know, whatever. But definitely mention the word flyer and I'll make sure to get that to you immediately. That would be so greatly appreciated. If you feel like there's a place that that flyer belongs, I would love to have it there. All right, my friends, that is enough for today. Be on the lookout tomorrow and every Monday, fingers crossed, for new episodes from the On the Hard Days podcast. And as always, thank you so much for listening.